Also, I don't know why it hit me until this morning, but you were talking about Chekhov's gun, which I astonishingly just hit me this morning. It's like Chekhov gun. I was thinking like something Russian.
No, it is.
Oh, it is. Oh,
yeah, okay. Chekhov.
Oh, okay.
Chekhov.
I guess in my head, I
Chekhov. Chekhov, the thing that you mentioned earlier.
Yes. Yeah, that's yeah. I don't know why. I was like, oh, that's what that means.
No. Yeah, it's some Russian guy's name, Chekhov.
Oh, okay.
Chekhov's gun.
Let's see. So I guess I was both right and wrong at the same time.
Sure. Yeah. I mean, if it helps you think about it and what it is, then Chekhov. Yeah. Had you heard about it before?
No. That was the first instance of.
I'm sure I didn't do it justice, but
checking off a gun I have ever heard of.
Hey Siri. What is Chekhov's gun?
Okay, I found this on the web for what is Chekhov's.
A dramatic principle that states that every element in a story must be necessary, and irrelevant elements should be removed.
Okay.
Elements should not appear to make false promises by never coming into play. As recorded in letters by Anton Chekhov.
So then is that something the creators can play with and just break that rule knowingly?
I think so. I mean, you can add in useless stuff.
Red herrings.
I just think it's probably poor writing etiquette or poor
form.
Writing. Sure. Process to sure. Not. I don't think it's like a Geneva Convention. You have to follow the laws of writing, the rules of writing.
Sure.
Yeah, here on Wikipedia it even says that Ernest Hemingway did it. He mocked the principle of this essay by writing two characters introduced and never mentioned again in this short story.
Mm.
$50,000.
Just to
mock.
Take that,
Anton Chekhov. So I ran across this article on Facebook, the history of the belt in martial arts.
Okay.
From Black Belt Magazine.
Okay.
I haven't read it yet, but I'm interested in reading it.
Hmm.
I forgot it was here, honestly, until I
opened it up and it was right there. Oh.
Maybe I'm gonna do one of these.
Oh, okay.
And bump the microphone every step of the way.
I'll wait till afterwards. Maybe it'll change. Never mind. Disregard those words I just said.
Done. Disregarded. What is it today? 4, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5. Revenge of the Fifth.
Is that what today is?
Sure.
Would that be the 8th? Do you see where what I'm...
No.
The 8th is twice of 2. Twice of 4.
So is that the Revenge of the 5th?
The Revenge of the 4th is what I'm saying.
That's not the... Is it not
the I see.
Revenge of the 5th, in reference to Revenge of the Sith.
I see, yes, because that more closely relates. I see. Good one. I have seen Star Wars.
Well, shall we?
We shall.
Would you like to do this, or do you like me to do it?
We gotta have our...
I can preface our...
I did make a few notes for this before we talked about doing this.
I did not. And you and I have not talked about it.
No, we have not. I guess we should just, that should be in the episode. Just go,
yeah, do you want me to start? Yeah. I'll start.
Yeah, okay. Go ahead.
Can I call it the thing? Do we need one?
I mean, do we need one normally?
Yeah. Because if it's only 20 minutes, then I'm not going to finish it. This one I don't really care about.
Yeah, but it's, at least okay. We'll know how long it is.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, okay. Can I call it the thing?
Yeah, I think so.
What did I even say?
Special edition.
Special edition, yeah.
bonus content.
Bonus brainstorm. Hello and welcome to the Martial Arts Teaching Tactics Podcast. This is a bonus episode, a bonus brainstorm, if you will, special edition of the podcast. We don't really have a plan for what we're going to talk about. Mr. Bean and I are going to tackle a problem that we are dealing with currently at our studio and talk about ways to get around it or work through it or deal with that problem. This is not something that you and I have talked about yet, Mr. Bean.
We have not.
By the way, I'm Chris Kent, and I'm joining Mr. Chris Bean.
Hello.
So, Mr. Bean, what is our topic of discussion / argument / discovery /
what we're doing today?
Invention.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. So, having a preset path, a systematic way of getting our instructors or ensuring that our instructors are teaching the information correctly, ensuring that our instructors know the information that they are teaching when we ask them to teach it. And even if they are teaching a private lesson and it's to somebody they don't normally teach, a belt rank they are not normally working with, we need to still be sure that they are capable of sharing or teaching or helping that student with the information, even know that they perhaps aren't teaching that belt level at the moment or ever. So having some sort of system in place for that is our goal for today, coming up with what that looks like, if it's possible, how to go about that. And like I said, we have not previously talked about this. I had a few ideas that I wrote down, and then I started talking to Mr. Kent about this, and then we talked about maybe, hey, we'll just make this a bonus episode for the podcast, and then we stopped. We refrained from going any further. So you'll get to hear our first stab, so to say, at what to do and how to go about solving this issue.
Yes, sir. And we're talking specifically about people who are already on staff.
Yes.
We're not talking about our storm team.
Yes.
Our junior leaders.
So why? Why do we want this? Well, again, to ensure that everybody is on the same page. We're all teaching the same information, and we're teaching it correctly, whatever correctly looks like for you or for us. We also need to know that our teachers know the material. If they get asked a question, or like I said, they're teaching a private lesson with somebody they're not normally or necessarily a belt that they're not necessarily with, we need to know that they can do that. And to help ensure that everybody on staff can efficiently teach the information. Sure, they may be able to stumble around in the dark and find the light switch, but we want them to know where that light switch is and teach it in an effective manner. So for us, we have our staff meetings that are an hour long. In that hour, hopefully, we don't necessarily want to extend outside of that hour. Right, I think an hour is probably sufficient for what we need to get done. We want to be able to cover the course of the material over a year. So from white belt to black belt, have some sort of path to be able to get us through from white belt to black belt, an entire you know, white belt to black belt curriculum cycle in the course of a year, and have time to go over that perhaps like a handful of times And then even, as we talked about previously on the podcast, have qualifications. Hey, you have to be able to do this at this level. Show me. Teach me. Teach me this stuff. We have four classes. We need beginners, intermediate, advanced, and then black belt. And perhaps a quick touch on the tiny little ninjas and little ninjas. Those are the 3 and 4 year olds, and then the 5 and 6 year old class. If we have four tests, four qualifications a year, that means we need to cover a class, a beginner class, it would be beginner level, intermediate level, advanced level, and black belt level. Each time our students test, the instructors would be testing over that material as well. So that means we have 3 months to cover everything that happens in the beginner's class. 3 months to cover everything everything that happens in the intermediate class, 3 months to cover everything that happens in the advanced class, and so on. I'm going to go turn that thing upside down.
Yes, sir.
Sorry, we're being interrupted by a automatic vacuum cleaner. Feel free to discuss in my absence.
Or not, I guess. Discuss the vacuum cleaner or discuss the topic at hand? There goes Father Bean once again to corral his child. Problem solved. When your child won't behave, laid on its back on a counter that it cannot get off of.
That's not advised.
I'm not a father yet.
What's that?
I'm not a father yet.
Well, as a father, don't do that. That does not solve any issues.
I'm waiting for it to start kicking its feet. Well, it's laying there on its back.
But I don't think it has the power to flip itself over.
I hope not. Just not like a spring shoot out the top of it. Flips the whole thing over.
Become Speed Racer. So we have those four classes, and if we test every quarter, every 3 months, we test or qualify over that beginner material, over the intermediate material. So each time the students test, the instructors would qualify as well, and we would just follow the path. We would do beginners one quarter, intermediate the next quarter, and so on. So breaking that down even further, in those classes, what are the key things we need to work on? What is our key focus? What is like the biggest things that need to be had? I think it would be self-defense and forms. If forms incorporate hand techniques and foot techniques, so that's three. Hand, foot, and forms are all encompassed in one thing. Sure, are there some other dynamics that come with just teaching a foot technique or just teaching a hand technique? Yes. But in general, if the instructors can teach a form, they're going to have to be teaching those things anyways. Self-defense are the other variable because that changes. So that we have below black belt self-defense that is all generalized and all essentially the same thing. At black belt level, first degree, they have a different set of self-defense, second degree is another different set, and so on all the way through. Each time you get a new black belt, you get a different set of self-defense. And for us, the way we handle that at first degree, so up till first degree, you do one level of self-defense. At first degree, it's a little bit more refined, and you do that material for 2 years. Then when you're second degree, it's another set of self-defense. It's even more refined, and you do that information for 3 years. And then at third degree, it's another set, And you do that information for 4 years. You can see the path there. So I think that out of their material, their form and self-defense are the key areas. What do you think?
I'd agree, yeah. I mean, but like you said, within hitting forms, you hit their hand and foot techniques, which I think to a certain degree we're all doing the same way already. But yes, it is something we need to test them over. But especially up the upper belts, the higher up you get, the more complicated some of the forms are. So making sure they know how to do those more complicated forms and the basic forms too. But also the self-defense, making sure the self-defense is done the same, yes.
Yeah, and I guess now talking about this, as we progress, as a student progresses from white belt to black belt, they have new information at each belt level. But on top of that new information, there's also they continue to do the previous levels of information. If we're going through a cycle like this and qualifying the instructors, I mean, I would think perhaps we only need to test on or qualify for the new material. So when I move out of the beginner's class, I don't necessarily need to continue to do that stuff. I just need to do the new stuff. What do you think?
You mean every quarter?
For...
Because they come back to it within a year.
Yes, right, yeah. Right. So because they come back to it in a year, so when I move from beginners doing tri-star form number one and their levels of self-defense to intermediate, I don't know if I necessarily need to continue to do tri-star form number one. Their self-defense does review at that level, so that would perhaps come back. But I don't know if I necessarily need to do tri-star form number one again. And then when I move from from intermediate to advanced, I don't know if I necessarily need to do tri-star form one, two, and then the mock form. The students are doing them, yes, but I don't know if we need to qualify over those again.
Right, until next year, yeah.
Until next year.
I would agree, yeah. You've already passed that test, quote-unquote. You've already qualified for that material.
And so with that in mind, so beginner's level, they would do their self-defense and the form, tri-star form number one.
Well, they also have the form pattern for white belts.
Okay, and I would argue that is two separate things.
Yes. I would agree too. Yes, but that would be they would need to know the pattern,
and then the other form. Yes.
Yes.
And just to clarify what we're talking about, at white belt level, we teach the basic pattern, so the stepping, the footwork, the foundation really for what the basic form looks like. So they start facing forward, they look to the left, they step to the left, they step forward. No hand techniques at all. They're just working on the steps. Then they look to the front, they step back, they look to the right, they step to the right, they step forward. They go down the center. We have kicks that we do down the center, and they do that kicking combination. But there's no hand techniques in the form that they do at white belt. Do they do hand techniques at white belt? Yes. They don't get plugged into the form until they get to the next level, yellow belt. So white belt for form is just teaching the foundation, the footwork that goes with that. And the reason behind that, is because at white belt, you can come in at the beginning of the quarter. Sorry. I'm going to try this again. The reason behind that is at white belt, you can come in at the beginning of the quarter, the middle of the quarter, okay, about the middle of the quarter, and still test for that level. If you come in the end of the quarter, that last month, you're not going to have enough information to be ready to test and move on to the next level. So you'll do that cycle again. But if you come in the first quarter or the first month or the second month, you perhaps are not going to be able to retain all of that stuff because it's a lot. You're starting a brand new thing. So to chunk that down enough that we felt that white belts could come in at month one or in month two and still test and qualify and move on to the next level, that's what we've done for their information. So at white belt, their form is just a pattern. So what Master Kent was saying is for our instructors, they would test on beginner material over the white belt pattern, all of the yellow and white and orange belt form, which is the same form, they just build on it throughout. And then they would do the self-defense. And self-defense for those levels, we have a front choke, a side choke, and a rear choke.
Don't need a reference point too.
Oh, and reference point, yes, because we do that at white belt as well, just to chunk that down. So,
I have here tricep from number one, the pattern, and then tricep from number one, reference point, front choke, side choke, rear choke. That's qualification the for that beginner.
Yeah.
There's nothing else we want to include in there. I mean, they should already know how to do the hand techniques. And if they can't do the hand techniques, then there's a major problem. But, I mean, even teaching, though, do you want to cover briefly how to teach some of those things?
So I think what we can do is have that as, like, the guideline, as the starting point, and then we can go back through. We'll go through all of the classes and get that information. Mm-hmm. Then we can go back through and break that down a little bit further. Does that make sense, or do you think we should do it now?
No, that's fine. That's fine.
Okay. I was just trying to...
I have those four things.
I was just trying to work from out to in and then pattern, go back and get...
The form, the reference point, and then I put the three chokes together.
Right.
So that's beginner.
Right. So then moving on at the intermediate stage, they would have all of TriStar form number two, mock form. They would do rotating choke, carotid artery choke, front and side headlock, and then front and rear bear hug. And that would be the qualifications for the intermediate level. And we have 3 months to get that information in. It's an hour per week, and really it would be maybe more like a half an hour per week if we took half the staff meeting to do this information. And I think perhaps part of their path for this, part of their homework for this, is to go on the app and watch the videos for a couple of reasons. Number one, so that they're taking initiative and doing something. They're looking at that material. Number two, that would give us an idea if, for example, we are not doing what the video says, if we need to change the video or update the video, then that would shine the light on the video and let us know, hey, we need to redo this. Okay, great, fine, no problem, we'll redo it.
So intermediate has tricep form number two, mock form, rotating, carotid, front and side headlock, and front and rear bear hug.
Yes.
Do we differentiate hand strap, hands free?
We can, but we don't generally do that, yeah.
Okay.
And then advanced level would be all the pennon forms. Well, the first four. So pennon chodan, pennon idan, pennon samdan, pennon sadan. And then they'll have to do the mocks with no takedowns. And then with the takedowns, mock is stands for mechanical advantage control hold. It is a grouping of six joint locks and body arm locks. That build upon each other, and there's a sort of a basic level or layer of doing it where you just go through those motions, and then we refine those a little bit further, and we have the students take their partner down on each of those. So there's a version of those that have no takedowns, and then there's a version of those that have six takedowns because there's six different ones.
That's it for advance.
I mean, is there
any pennons? I mean, mocks. No, they've done self defense repeats. They don't have any other forms,
right? Yeah. And then for black belt level, I think they would do pennon, odan, basai. I don't know what to do for their self-defense. So at black belt, their self-defense changes on based on what quarter they're on. And so, like I talked about, we have four quarters per year. We do different material throughout those. So in quarter number one.
Oh my gosh, man.
I got something in there, man. I don't know. I'm not trying to. I can't talk. I can't.
Do you want me to punch you in the chest a little bit? Knock it up.
Can you hear it?
In your voice?
Yeah.
Not really.
No?
I can hear it when you cough, yes. Or when you clear your throat. Oops. Maybe need a little steam.
Yeah.
Go turn just, the kettle on and let the steam.
Man.
Up your throat. So, sorry, you were talking about.
Yeah, let me do that real quick. So, black belt level, we have four quarters just like everybody else, and they do different self-defense per quarter. So, in quarter number one, they do gun defenses. Quarter number two, they do gun defenses and strike defenses. So, defenses against a punch or a kick or a lapel grab with a punch or something like that. Quarter number three, they do knife defenses. Quarter number four, they do knife defenses and then choke. So front choke defense, a front bear hug defense, a carotid artery choke defense. And so that's how the black belt quarters are broken down for self-defense. The challenging part for right now is going to be what do we do for that for the qualifications? Do we sprinkle those in? And so over beginners, they do other beginner material, and then they do their gun defenses.
Yes.
Intermediate, they do.
We have four.
Yep.
We have strikes, grabs, guns, and knives.
Yep.
So we have four quarters. We put one of those things in each quarter. And then when they're doing their black belt quarter, they have their pin-on form, pasai, and let's just say it ends up being knives. The beginners is all the beginner stuff and black belt strikes. All the intermediate stuff, black belt grabs. All the intermediate stuff, advanced. Or all the advanced stuff, black belt guns.
Do we just focus on first degree self-defense right now?
I think they go up to what they know. Mm. So if you're a first degree staff member, first degree. If you're a second degree staff member, first and second degree. If you're a third degree, first, second, and third degree. So on and so forth. Because, to your point, in private lessons, a first degree will never be put with a second or third degree. They have to know that. But a third degree might be put with a first, second, or third degree.
Yes.
That will need to know that information. Yes.
Okay.
And in theory, if they know it, it shouldn't. Well, they should know it, and it shouldn't be an extra, you know. Yeah, it's triple the material, but if you know what you're doing, it shouldn't add an extra. It shouldn't triple our time.
Right. Okay. Yeah, I like that.
So, black belts. Pin-on, Odan, Pasai, strikes, grabs, guns, and knives.
Well, if we're going to go up to their level, do we also then have them do forms up to whatever level they're at to mimic that?
I think you'd have to, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So whatever level they are, they'll do forms up to that level. Yeah. Which...
That's a lot.
Well, it is a lot, but... Hopefully those, hopefully they are more fresh with that material than they are with some of the older material. But because that material is newer, they haven't had an opportunity to teach that very many times, if ever.
Teaching's way different, yeah.
And teaching it, that's where the challenge is going to be. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Do we sprinkle some of that stuff in between then, or do you keep the forms to that quarter? Because, I mean, you know, in theory, we can have our third degree or above instructors doing a new form every week or whatever, and the people below could just keep repeating or working on the one thing.
So,
because the first degrees are also still working on those forms. And depending on the level of our staff, maybe they haven't covered, you know, one of their two forms yet.
Right. Yes. Alternatively, and this is going to mess us up, what if we did four, so we have four quarters.
Well, do we want to finish this qualification first? Because I'm thinking about, what about kickboxing? What about jiu-jitsu? What about leadership of material?
Right.
Also, was there a leadership test this quarter? For a stripe?
Mm-hmm.
What stripe?
Orange. It's always orange.
Well, I give orange stripes to people in class.
That's okay. They test them again in leadership.
Oh, okay.
And so,
because I know when we have like weapon forms, I don't give them the stripe until they've done their weapon form.
Yeah,
I gave them the stripe because
Cameron was the only one that actually qualified. So I gave her the choice. Do you want me to give it to you now and then test you later and then perhaps take
Even
it away if
in
you don't
here
know
to read it class?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because Jimmy got his taken away.
What do they have to do?
They had to do balance roundhouse kicks for a minute and then a combination that they've been working on.
Yes, sir. Yeah, I didn't know that. I didn't think about it because I was like, oh, it's kicks. So we'll just, you know, here's your stripe. Yeah, whatever.
So alternatively, because we have four quarters per year, and I don't know if this is the right way. I'm just thinking out loud. In quarter number one, we do all of the forms. Quarter number two, we do all of the self-defense. Quarter number three, we do forms again, and then four is self-defense again. And maybe it's half. Maybe we do half the forms, half the self-defense, the other half of forms, the other half of self-defense, instead of breaking it down per belt. I think I like breaking it down per belt better, or per class like that better. But because black belt material is so has so much, and depending on their different levels.
I think I like the levels mm-hmm. because it's more comprehensive. Like, I don't necessarily like the idea of only doing one thing for 3 months.
Sure. Yeah, I
that might be a good way to do it, but like I said, I like the comprehensiveness of
yes
what I'm doing, you know, self-defense and forms. I mean, my hand and foot are involved in that and everything else.
Right, okay. That's fine.
But, yeah, I mean, we did our black belt class like that for many years.
Yeah, and we changed to make it better, which is what we're doing now, and they do quarters. And they're more comprehensive.
But we could, the same way we were talking about dispersing the self-defense between the levels.
So maybe we disperse
the... Disperse the forms between the levels, too, mm-hmm. At least the black belt forms.
Yes.
So what if we did a three-quarter rotation?
And then that third, do we make the fourth quarter like the tinies and littles? And that's like a...
Littles moving forward will have a little more structure, but like you said,
tinies
it's not...
Tinies, right. It's
simple. Yes. It's so easy.
Right. So we
do... Most of the time, you do what the instructor says.
Yes, yes.
We so then the curriculum stuff, you know?
So then...
How hard is it to say, hey, punch this pad?
Yes, you're not
Jump wrong. Over the stick.
Yes, you're not wrong. So,
but well, I was gonna say, what if we just do a three-quarter rotation?
Mm-hmm.
So it doesn't. I mean, it still changes with the belt testing of the lower belts, the gut belts, but then we just take all the black belt stuff and chunk it into those three quarters, and then you just do what's appropriate for you. So, like, if you're a third degree, then you do X, Y, and Z. If you're a first degree, you do X.
So you're saying that the last quarter is like a review
I'm
quarter?
Saying there is no last quarter.
Oh, so just there's
just goes
three
one,
quarters.
Two, three, one, two, three, one, two, three.
I see. Okay.
So it's a different rotation.
Sure.
As far as.
Yeah, it doesn't necessarily have to be.
Year.
Yeah, it doesn't have to be four. And if we get done in less than a year, then that's extra review or extra time they have on that material before the next year comes around.
Right, because I like the beginner, intermediate, advanced breakdown. It's not too hard. You do the form and the self-defense.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But the black belts, because we have essentially three different levels, we're trying to do all three of them in one quarter.
Right. Right. Okay.
Or, speaking of three, each month of that quarter is a level. So first quarter, we cover first degree. Second quarter, we cover first month of that fourth quarter, first degree. Second month of that fourth quarter, second degree. Third is third degree. However, we do have instructors who are not
those other
third
belts,
or right, second, yeah. Right, yeah. So what do they do for? They just keep doing their stuff.
Review, yeah.
So well, second month we're doing second degree self defense. That instructor is still doing first degree again.
Right.
Which has to be beneficial considering it's something that they're working on.
It's more reps and it's practice on information they are going to test on and need to test on for a belt, not just to teach. Okay.
But
so
moving forward too. That instructor will soon become second degree.
But the opportunity...
They won't cover that stuff until they learn it, though.
But the opportunity for us to have another first degree on staff is very likely. Yes. Yeah.
So I guess there's a few ways to go about that. We can cut back to three quarters and disperse black belt stuff in it, or separate the black belt quarter into three sections.
No, let's work on three quarters. Three quarters, okay? So, and a quarter is 3 months.
Mm-hmm.
And there's four belt levels in those, although we're not necessarily doing the belt levels, so that's irrelevant information.
Sure.
But we have, so how many staff meetings is that?
Oh, I don't know.
So let's say we do three staff meetings a month. Three times three is nine. So on that 10th one would be the test.
Right, and we'll have more than that.
Yes. I'm just trying to play safe.
Okay. But then black belts from first degree to third degree, there are nine forms. So we just do three forms a quarter.
Oh, okay.
Because you got, I mean, in 3 months then you've covered all of them, if you know them. Or are you thinking we should do them all?
No. I think broken down is a better way. I would rather...
You got Odan, Pasai, Jento, Lohai, Sipsu, Kuntankun, and then three Nehanjis.
Yes. I would rather have it more separated and have more revisit time in the future than trying to do too much at one time and then just cramming and then forgetting and then cramming again.
Okay, so...
So in the first quarter, this next quarter that is soon going to start...
They do Pan Odan, Pasai, Jento.
Oops. And the white belt.
And the beginner material.
Right, so they do Pan Odan, Pasai, Jento, the white belt Panard, and then all of TriStar Form number one, as well as the front choke. The reference point. The front choke, the side choke, the rear choke.
And black belt strikes.
And black belt strikes.
According to the level.
Okay.
But we have 3 months to do all that.
3 months. Yeah, right. Yeah.
So we'll do strikes. And this is just to chunk it down into three quarters instead.
Yes.
So that's quarter one, the beginner quarter we're calling.
Yes.
Quarter two, intermediate quarter.
The silence or the tap tap tappity tap. Meshkin is taking notes on his iPad. Sorry.
So they do TriStar Form 2, mock form, rotating karate choke, front side headlock, front rear bear hug below black belt, low high sipsu, kuntankun, and then all the black belt grabs.
Okay.
Oh, that's not going to work.
Why?
We'd have to do strikes and grabs together because we went from four quarters to three quarters. But that's not too hard. I mean, there's what? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 strikes, basically.
What if we just put the other quarter back in? Make it four and spread it out a little further.
Yeah, let me... Grabs.
Or...
If we put the other quarter in, then the form breakdown is going to be different, too.
Okay, well, what I was going to say is maybe we put the other quarter back in. We put the other quarter of self-defense in there, but then we also have that as a potential review quarter.
Okay. So this will still be grams.
And the first year for this is going to be the hardest, the first handful of times doing this.
Advanced level. Is Pinons 1 through 4. Mocks with and without takedowns. Guns and Nahanchi 1 through 3.
Okay.
Yeah. And the only problem with this, like I said, is below a certain level, you're not doing anything new in black belt level anyways, or black belt class.
Sure.
So then that fourth quarter only becomes knives. Or alternatively, we put strikes and grabs together and do knives and then guns.
And that would be three-quarter breakdown?
That would be three quarters, yes, sir.
Okay. So in quarter number one, what do we have to get through? Read that. Tell me what that is.
1 second.
Because what I did was I wrote 1 through 9. If we have 9 classes, I would have an idea of what that looks like. Because ideally, I think what we do in those staff meetings is we take that information.
Does 9 seem right?
I mean, let's look at a calendar.
I mean, we have, I'm just thinking of our class.
Mm-hmm.
How many classes do we have in a quarter? We have like more than 9.
So let's take June. June has 1, 2, 3, 4 Fridays. We do staff meetings on Fridays. 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 in July. August, 10, 11, really 12, 13 at the most.
And that's in between your, that's from test to test?
Yes.
Okay.
13 at the most.
But so planning for 9 is going to give us a safe.
Yes.
So yeah, let's just do that.
Yeah, that was my game plan. And that means better, that means if we have extra time.
To have not enough.
Yeah, if we have time in those to review or something like that, that's fine. So, in those classes, in those staff meetings, I think we take that information. Well, first we get an idea of what the breakdown looks like. What do we actually have to accomplish per quarter and then per class? From there, when it comes time to actually do the information, I think that you or I teach the information to the staff.
Mm-hmm.
And then they get an opportunity to see the tools or ideas or the method that we go about to teach those. And we teach them as if we're teaching them to whatever level student that is, so that they get a feel for what that is like. And then depending on how much information they actually have to cover in that time frame, they get an opportunity to pair up and do that with somebody else.
Sure.
So it's not just
to us, practice it, I mean?
Yeah, it's not just us teaching, but not just to practice it, but to practice teaching it.
Oh, okay.
You see what I'm saying?
I do, yeah. I think that will be a very rare thing, or because should be a very rare thing.
Because we don't have time. It takes
so much time.
Yeah.
Yeah. I would rather them know it.
And come up with something on their own to be able to do it.
Yeah, I guess maybe that sounds bad when you put it that way. But, I mean, if you know what you're doing, it's going to be a whole lot easier to teach it in that scenario.
Rather and they've than at least had us,
some example.
You or I, to...
Yeah.
To do that.
No, I like your plan, and that would be ideal, but I think that might
too
be
much.
Too much. Sure. Might take too much time. But we'll see. We'll have to.
Okay, maybe we can sprinkle some of those in.
Out, yeah.
Okay, so in quarter one.
Quarter number one.
What do we have to do?
Try stuff on number one pattern.
Okay.
And try stuff on number one in its entirety. Reference point. Front choke. Side choke. And rear choke at GUP level. Pin on Odon. Pasai. And Gento. Then all of the strikes and grabs for black belts. Front choke, rotating choke, guard artery choke.
Oh, chokes and chokes grabs.
And grabs.
Oh, okay.
Well, here's the other thing, too. Maybe we flip strikes and grabs into the advanced quarter, because advanced just has the 4 pin-ons and mocks. So what if we put knives into this quarter?
Okay.
So let's do that. So you have backhand. Oh, sorry, outside backhand. Stab. Uppercut. Ice pick. Hostage 1, 2, and 3.
Okay.
That would be it for this quarter.
Okay. So I think, I mean, comfortably, we can break that down into 7 classes.
Cool.
So then there's the rest of classes for review
at least 2 extra or more.
Yes.
Or we can take those classes and start teaching things.
Yes.
Right. Yeah.
And what that is in class number 1, they do the pattern and they do all of trash to form number 1. Class number 2, they do the reference point. front, rear, and side choke. Class number 3, they do Pen and Odan. They do Basai in class 4. Gento is class 5. Class 6 is outside backhand, straightforward stab. Class 7 is uppercut, ice pick, hostage 1, 2, and 3. And then 8 and 9 are extra yeah. review time or extra, okay, now you've done this information, yeah. teach it to somebody. I didn't have, okay. Yeah, good luck.
I was trying to figure out how you're separating that.
Good, yeah, mm-hmm. Good okay. thing I can read it.
So number 2?
Sure, yeah, okay. So let's make this, well, what quarter are we going into?
This will be the...
4, 3.
1, 2, 3, third right. quarter.
So we'll just make this quarter 3.
Essentially.
Yep, okay.
So the next quarter.
Let me get my numbers here.
Tri-star form number 2. Mach form. Gup level, rotating, carotid, front and side headlock, front and rear bear hug.
Okay.
Low high. Sipsu, Kuntankun,
okay,
and then guns, head, gangster, chest, front elbow,
okay,
front ear. Rear elbow, rear ear.
I put gun front, gun rear.
Oh, then hostages.
Okay, all right.
Third parties.
Mm.
Long guns.
That's a B, not a 3.
B party. Speaking of 2, we should put into knives the impact weapons and third parties.
Third party, oh, long gun. Okay. So that quarter, I got 9.
Okay. What about putting the third parties and in impacts into the previous quarter? I just don't want to skip it. Forget about it. Third parties and impact weapons.
I'll probably make that a different day. So 9.
Okay. So we're reaching our cap.
Okay, but
not
it's
really,
a, it's
not
a,
really our cap.
It's a really comfortable cap.
Yeah, good.
It really is. Okay.
So that's, we got what, quarter 3 and 4?
Yep. Quarter 1. Okay.
Put on 1, 2, 3, and 4. So Cho, Isam, and Zhao.
Okay.
And mocks with and without takedowns.
Okay.
Naihanchi, Chodan, Idan, and Samdan.
Okay.
The pal grab. The pecker with punch, straight punch, hook punch, front kick, round kick, mountain guard escape, close and far tackle.
Okay.
Front choke, condensed choke, rotating choke, front headlock, side headlock, carotid artery choke, pushing, pulling, and stationary, full Nelson, front bear hug, rear bear hug. Is that also a fronts and backs thing?
didn't see. Okay. I had mocks on one day, and then no takedowns. Mocks with takedowns on one day, mocks without takedowns on another day, but I'm going to go back and put in front chokes on that day too.
Yes, sir. On that day too, or are you going to put the mocks together and then do a...
Yeah, I like that better. Yes, good idea.
And shouldn't, I mean, at this point, mocks have been beaten to death.
Yes, right, they should know those. So just do all the chokes on one day. Okay, chokes front.
Wait, what? All of the chokes in one day?
Okay, that's fine. Chokes front, and then on Nahanchi Idan, they can do front, or they can do chokes rear.
Did you put the mocks together?
Yes. Yeah. That's 8 days. Of course, tackles mountain guard is on one day, which is... I put all the pen on forms in one day.
Really?
I think if I were just teaching them and doing them, I think in a half an hour we can do those. No?
I think you are...
Not too much?
Overestimating the capacity of some of our instructors.
Or for my capacity to actually be able to teach it in that amount of time. Adequately.
Yeah. I mean, maybe. I don't know. The way I look at it, you got 5 days, one pin on each day, that's 4. And then mocks with and without takedowns is 5. Then you have 4 more days. We do half the strikes, and then the other half of the strikes, and then half the chokes, and the other half of the chokes.
What about the Nahanchi forms?
Ah, crap. Yeah, you're right. I don't know.
Well, this one might need some tweaking, but...
Well, it's because the strikes and grabs are together.
Yeah.
That's what it is, yeah.
Yeah.
What if we did half the strikes and front choke? What if we put strikes and chokes together?
So they have lapel grab with and without the punch, straight punch, front kick, front choke, rotating choke, condensed choke, front bear hug, rear bear hug?
Or all the front chokes.
So that would be all of that I said, plus front headlock.
But it wouldn't be rear bear hug.
Oh, okay. Okay, so we switch those two. Okay.
I don't know. Yeah, I'm just trying to... I forgot about the Nahanchis.
Yep.
Trying to cram that all into one day.
Okay, well...
But, I mean, did they all know all the Nahanchis right now?
No.
They will eventually, but, yeah.
No. Only 2. Yeah. And that's just the one.
They will eventually, though, so...
Yes, yes. Yes. Next year. Okay, so this one...
That one might need some tweaking.
Yeah, okay, yeah. Well, let's go 2.
2.
Quarter 2.
That's it.
Oh, that's it, right, because there's only just 3. Yeah. So then it would cycle back over. Yeah. Okay. Okay.
Unless we want a fourth quarter, but in that fourth quarter, maybe we cover throws, jiu-jitsu, rolls, falls, just a bunch of extra... leadership material. I don't want to make it a throwaway quarter, essentially, but just...
No, but I mean, that's...
All the tertiary stuff.
Yeah.
Tertiary. Also, you were saying, what is that part for your car you were talking about last night? The thing you had to replace like 3 times?
Muffler? Alternator?
Alternator. You weren't saying that last night.
What was I saying?
I said alternator. I don't think you did.
Because
I remember wanting to correct you the whole time, and I didn't.
Alternator. Yeah,
okay. So that's not what you...
Okay. In my head, that's what I said.
You said something, I don't remember.
Alternator.
I'll have to ask someone who was there if they remember. Because I distinctly remember wanting to say, no, you're wrong. But I didn't, so.
Alternator.
I mean, I'm saying it now, so I'm not any better, really. But
it's okay.
Be proud of me for not correcting you.
Okay. So this quarter, we would do, let's say, chucks. This is leadership material. They do commas. They would do throws. Didn't spell that right. That's okay. I'll know what I meant. Jiu-jitsu. Okay. Okay. Chucks, commas, throws, jiu-jitsu.
Rolls, falls.
That's probably one day. Okay. It's five glasses. Comfortably broken out.
Sticks.
Mm. Yep. That probably could be 2 days almost.
Mm. Yeah, with all the attacks, defenses, disarms, and mocks.
Right. Okay. So chucks, commas, throws, jiu-jitsu, rolls, falls, sticks, times two, because there's enough of that. And that's seven classes.
Can you think of anything else to cover? I mean, terminology, but they should know terminology, no problem.
Yeah, we don't.
Kickboxing?
Maybe we can put little ninjas in one class and then tinies in the other class.
Just to talk about it at least.
I mean, yeah, at least to say that we've
I'm thinking of we've done black belt level kickboxing.
Yeah.
And four corner blocking, which I guess I'll end up doing.
Right. Right. Okay, that's what I was thinking. Yeah. Right, yeah. So
just to discuss what happens in those classes. I'm thinking more of tinies. We can't really right. I mean, we could run the drills through, but
it'd be a little silly to do, yeah, for some of those. All right, walk on this belt now. Balance this
pad. Did I tell you we have a balance beam up north?
Oh, do you?
We do, yeah. It was just in the room. Oh. And it stayed in the room ever since I've been there. And so I use it for balance. It's like a legit, it's got like, you know, a 2x4, mm-hmm. a piece of 2x4 on either side and one like horizontal and one long ways in the middle and then just a really long piece on top. So it's off the ground.
All right, kids, walk the plank.
No, I will tonight, though. I'll say that to him.
All right, good. Okay, so we got this.
I mean, we have an outline, yes. I can guarantee you it's going to change and look different over time. But I think this is a comprehensive covering of everything. Now, as you said, we do these nine classes, test on the 10th class or whatever. Do you get something when you test? Does something happen when you fail? Are you shamed? Like in Game of Thrones, you have to walk around the studio while we stand behind you and sell shame, shame.
Yeah, if you can't shame. Can't pass, you don't work that next quarter.
That's gonna
incentivize them and us to make sure they know their stuff.
Yes, yes.
But
I feel like we need to.
There's gonna be some sort of reprimand.
Not only that.
Repercussions for not being ready for your material.
Or if it's you get something when you do, or you are ready, and you don't get something when you're not. So maybe, I don't know. There needs to be something, though. I feel like it can't just be like, oh, here's your test. Oh, good job. Or, oh, no, you didn't do good. Like, where's the accountability? But what am I going to give them, like a gold star? You passed this quarter. Good job.
Right. Yeah, it's got to be something that is meaningful enough that when they, if/when they get it multiple times.
Yeah.
They're like, oh, cool, I got another one.
Or when you don't get it, it's enough of a consequence or a deterrent or motivate, I don't, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
But, I mean, essentially, this is the equivalent of a work evaluation. What do they call them? I've never had one. A progress evaluation.
Yeah, this is the only job I've ever had, man.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know how these things work in the real world. A progress, you know what I'm saying? They could get checkups here and there, and you get whatever, and
yeah,
mm-hmm. they go on your file.
I know, it's going to go on your permanent record.
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah.
But do we have what does it look like for us? We can't, like, take their belt away.
No.
You lost your belt.
No.
Are the two third degrees both certified? No, I guess, sorry.
No.
Is it the third? I know the one is.
Yeah, I don't think
the other one is either. No, yeah.
Yeah.
Hmm. Can't really take that either. But.
So okay. But that you're going in an interesting direction. They have to have passed it went through an entire year and passed this qualification material in order to be, in order to qualify
to test
for their instructor's license.
And then if you don't pass your test, you lose it.
Yes.
You have to retest for it.
And you can retest for it. That way there is some sort of barrier to entry to earn your instructor's license. And there's a seemingly...
consequence for not.
Yeah.
And what if I, what if I'm working toward qualification and fail? Does that mean I restart that year?
Yeah.
So let's say I'm in quarter three and I fail. Well, you got to wait until quarter one comes back around again and try the quarters again.
Mm-hmm.
How do we...
I think you can start from where you...
You just have to make it back to that quarter.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So how do we quantify that? Do they get a little, again, a little gold star?
Well, here's, I think...
quarter one, two, three. When you have four gold stars, you can test. And then when you test, you get the patch.
Yep. Yes. Yeah, the instructor patch.
Yeah.
Yes. I think what I'm hearing is I need to make a rank system for the staff.
Yeah, or we just give them patches.
Yeah, but...
So you have to make a whole rank style then.
Yes.
And then make the...
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then once you achieve certification, you're just there. And if you lose it, you go back to...
Well, yeah, but I think that...
But there's not like certified 1 year, certified 2 year, certified 3 year.
Well, I think certified each year, they to re-up on that, to say, yeah, to at some point look back, hey, yeah, I've been certified for this many years. I didn't lose it because there's an opportunity to lose it every, you know,
well,
every
step of the way. We would know that by the promotion date.
Okay.
But because then we don't have to track that. It's just, hey, you're certified. And if you fail, you get put on probation or whatever. Or if you fail too many, you lose it. And then you start and then you go on. So you do your four quarters to get your qualification. Then you test to become certified. Then you're certified. If you continue to pass your test, you remain certified. Nothing changes. If you fail a test, you get put on probation. You have to retake your test, your certification test. If you pass, you get to keep it. If you fail, you lose it.
Okay.
Which so, it shouldn't happen. Like, you shouldn't be able to fail a quarterly test and fail a second certification. Yes.
So then theoretically what that process looks like is there's a rank system for staff that's five levels long, quarter one, two, three, certified.
One, two, three, four.
Oh, one, two, certified. Three. Okay, one, two, three, four, certified. And maybe it's one, two, three, four, pending certification, certified.
I think that would be fourth. Fourth would be pending.
Oh, okay. So I see. So they're on their last one, and then they're pending.
Well, they wouldn't get their fourth one until they passed their quarter, their last quarter.
Okay.
And then once you pass your last quarter, you're eligible to test. And then it's your responsibility to apply.
So then really
and take
it is
test.
So really it's one, two, three. It's
You can't test
past
until
quarter,
you have four.
So it's past quarter one, past quarter two, past quarter three, past quarter four, and pending. So you're
which
you're,
is the same thing.
It's the same thing.
I don't think
you
need a pending. I don't,
okay. So there's just
as long as you have four, you can test.
And then certified. So there's five.
Five, yeah.
Okay. And then
or six if you're on probation. For failing a test.
And that would be they failed.
So I failed my quarter two test. I'd have to retake my certification test.
Okay.
Which could be 6 months to a year until you do that.
Well, yeah, what I was going to say is, well, two things, because I see where you went there. Two things is, number one, I would give them a tag that said failed, and that tag would give them the start over process. It would set that automation to start that process
for
over again.
Certification.
For certification.
Not for qualification. Qualification would be your four quarters.
Well, it would take all of that away, and they'd have to, they would start quarter one no matter what.
That's not what I'm thinking. I'm not thinking we make them redo a whole year.
Oh, okay.
I'm thinking, hey, you fail.
You do that one again.
Retake your test. No. Retake your
qualification test.
Your certification test.
Certification
yes.
test. Okay.
And if somehow you fail that, which is, I can't imagine how you fail that.
Sure.
Especially at that point.
Sure.
Then you lose your license.
I see.
So the only reason you would retake all four quarters is if you fail a quarter leading up to your certification test.
Okay.
Once you have your certification and you fail a quarter, then you get put back on probation, have to retake your certification test. if you fail the certification test that second time, then you could go back to quarter 1, 2, 3, and 4 and redo everything over again.
Okay.
Which is basically you have to forget everything you know in order to fail that.
Sure, sure. Okay, so then to be qualified.
To be a certified instructor.
Some qualifications. Let's lay that out. Let's say they have to be 18.
Oh, hold on.
You're going to take notes on this. Good idea.
Kiosa qualifications. Okay. 18 years of age.
Yes.
I literally wrote YOA. I'm not going to know what that means later.
Okay.
18 years old.
Yes.
Do you want to put a belt degree on it? I mean, essentially.
Second degree? Got to be 18. Got to be a second degree, at least.
Okay.
I think you have to complete 2 years of the cycle that we just made.
So everything we just did is irrelevant?
No. I think they just have to go through that twice.
So really we need 8 levels, 10 levels, 9 levels.
Okay. Yeah, but I think, and the reason for that is, so they've done it one time that they've touched on it. They've had experience with it, but they haven't actually, like, that second year, like watching the second degrees go through their material, the first year, they're stumbling all over themselves. But the second year, they're like, oh yeah, I do remember doing that last year.
Well, that presents another problem, because what if in that 2 year time period, I transition from second degree into third degree? Do you expect me to know that third degree material as well as I know, or the second degree material as well as I know the first degree material?
No.
I'm not going to, So I could be caught in a conundrum where.
But what if that happens halfway through the year?
I don't know.
Even at 1 year?
I don't know.
That would be, that same issue would arise.
Yeah. So maybe a year or 2 years, it doesn't matter.
Right.
There's going to be some things that aren't going to be as good. But I mean, if I'm a second degree.
So if you're a second degree, you should be able to.
First degree stuff should be on point.
Yes.
Yeah. Your and third so, degree, first and second degree stuff should be on point. And gut material as well.
Yes. But I just, again, having seen those second degrees and even third degrees, the second year, third year, they go through that stuff. It's okay. Like, oh yeah, comfortable. I know this. I've done this for a length of time before.
Okay. So, do you still want to stick to 2 years then?
I would like to, yeah. I think so.
So 2 years of staff training, that
yes.
we'll call it?
Yes. Mm-hmm. And I think they have to, their instructor qualification is more than what we've done previously. I think they have to...
I can't put it right down. More than before.
Well, I think they have to... I think their test is to teach us from white belt to first degree material.
Did they not run a test like previously? Do we run an instructor test like a black belt test?
Yes.
So we do a black belt test. Mm-hmm. Say, hey, testing candidates, your test is done. You can go home. So-and-so, stay here for another 2 hours while we drill you through everything.
Or it's on a different day or something like that.
I think it would just be the same day.
Okay.
I don't see any point in, I mean, they're already there.
Sure.
They will already be running that Don test.
Yes.
Just have them do it then.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So we'll do teach white through black.
Yes. I think that having going through or having the opportunity to go through that information for 2 years, like we just laid out, so all of that stuff twice, and then run a black belt test, which is not hard in any stretch, but then to teach the information from white belt to black belt, that will set the bar.
Sure, and then it's an actual test.
Yes.
It's not like, hey, run this black belt test and, oh, here's your thing.
Yes.
It's like, no, you actually have to
boom, yes.
boom, 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 boom.
Yes.
And, I mean, do we include hand techniques and foot techniques? Because what we're covering in our staff training is
forms. Not
right, self-defense.
I
mean, maybe we cherry pick, okay, yeah. Teach a Sananamaki, maybe teach a Anishinaabemowin, teach a just a few, you know, handful of them.
We know what the problem ones are, the hard ones.
Sure.
Teach those.
Well, and it's the same theory. If you know all of them, then you shouldn't have any problem doing that. So.
Yes, yes.
So maybe I'll write that down too, just to have a note.
Yes. I think that will...
Or maybe everything is like that. Maybe we don't cover comprehensive white to black. Maybe we, from each level, we pick two or three things at random. Hey, teach these things. Teach this form.
I think it's at random to them. To us, we might have three versions. And depending on who you are and when you're doing it, you get version one or two or three.
Sure, okay.
That way, because what I don't want to do is come up with stuff on the spot and feel like, oh, this person got eight things and I only got four. Or sure. You know what I mean? Just to make it fair, quote unquote.
Yeah.
Not that life is fair, but.
Yeah, and that might save on time, but also it's more of a.
Surprise. What are you going to test on?
Sure, yeah. And we don't even tell them. We just say, hey, we're going to have you teach us a selection of techniques from white belt to black belt. Well, what is it? Well,
you'll see when you get there.
So you better know everything. Yeah. Otherwise, good luck.
Yeah. Yeah, I think, like I said, maybe there's five different versions. Because, you know, if you have four people on staff and person number one goes up, they get test number one. Person number two goes up, they get test number two, and so on. That way there's not like they did the exact same thing I did. I see what they're doing.
So, Kiyosa qualifications, 18 years old, at least a second degree, 2 years through the staff training program, and then on their test, they need to run a black belt test, and then teach a certain selection of moves from white belt to black belt to us after they finish running their black belt test.
Yes.
And then they pass, they get their certificate and a instructor patch.
And they continue going to staff meetings and they continue learning and doing that information.
If they fail, they have to retake that Kiyosa test.
Yes.
And if they somehow fail that, then they lose their qualification, their certification. They have to go back to the first year of staff training, go through another 2 years of staff training.
Yes.
Okay. I like that.
Yeah.
Here's the problem. What about the one who doesn't have it, who is qualified? Are we going to make them go through 2 years of training? Or is that starting now?
I think it's starting now.
Yeah. So if they wanted to, they could test.
They could do it. And maybe that is what, for that person in particular, because they're already at that point, maybe that's their master qualification.
Sure. Okay.
And maybe it's 3 years to do the master qualification at that. So they go through the cycle three times.
What do you mean?
So, because they are already an instructor, a certified instructor, and they're a master, I guess I don't know factually, but I don't think that they're a master instructor.
I was told there's no difference. That's what I was told.
Okay.
I don't agree with it. I think there should still be a test.
I got a certificate for instructor, and I think I got another one for master instructor.
I didn't.
I might be making that up,
though. I asked for one, and I didn't get one.
I might be making that up.
I hope you are, because that makes me mad.
I have all my certificates in one frame, and they're all just stacked, and whatever the newest one is in front.
If you look,
okay,
do that for me.
The next time I open that, will be the next time I get another certificate.
Well, come on, man. I asked for one, a master one. I was told it's one and the same.
Maybe it is.
If it is one and the same, then your master test should be that test. They should be the same thing.
Sure.
So maybe, in addition to a master test, we throw in some of those things for certified instructors. Hey, teach me this move. Teach me this move
during your test. Or we start now, and that is what master instructor is.
What do you mean?
We change that rule that instructor and master instructor are two separate things. Mm-hmm. A master instructor is somebody who has done this for this amount of time and met these requirements this many times and can do it this way. An instructor is somebody that has done it this many times. You can be a master belt, but not a master instructor. You can be a master and be an instructor, but you're not a master instructor. Does that make sense?
It does, but it also doesn't.
It's convoluted.
Like, how can you be a master and not be a master instructor?
Well, you can.
How can you? It's like saying you're a black belt, but not a master black belt. Do you see what I'm saying? Like,
sure. Okay. Okay.
I don't know. I'm not sure. I just think we make it part of the test for a... you're a certified instructor, moving from third degree to fourth degree, part of your test includes the teaching elements to become a master instructor. If you are a third degree moving to fourth degree, you don't ask those questions, so on and so forth. If you are a fourth degree who is not certified, you take the test like normal, and then you become master instructor. But see, I like them.
But I think you can be a master without being an instructor. Because that
so like I'm not a certified? Yes.
Yes.
I mean, we have that. Yes. But then if that master were to test for certification, would they become a master instructor or would they become an instructor?
See, that's what I was saying.
I get it. Yeah. I do. But again, I would argue, how can you be a master belt and not be a master instructor? What's the difference between certified instructor and master instructor?
Time.
So if you are a certified instructor for 4 years, 3 years, how long? Do you just automatically become a master instructor? Do you test to become a master instructor? Do I go through the Kiyosa test again?
Well,
as a Sabanim test?
I think you would. And as you did that, it would be more comprehensive. You, instead of being cherry-picked over a few things, you would get more things on top of that, because you're going through it at a different level than you were previously. There would be the other levels. So if you went through it as a going up to first degree material, you would then also have to do second degree material, third degree material on that Kiyosa test, or on that Sabanim test.
So Sabanim, what's our qualifications there?
4 years, four cycles.
4 years.
And this is, we're spitballing. I
4 years.
4 years.
Staff training.
Yes.
Age is irrelevant.
Yes.
Because you already be in.
Yes.
Okay. And then on the test.
You would test from third degree down. Overall, not, okay, maybe.
So from white to third degree.
From white to third degree, yes.
Comprehensively.
Maybe it's more comprehensively than the Kiyosa test. So let's say the Kiyosa test has 25 questions per se, and then the master test has 50. You know what I mean? It's more comprehensive.
Right. White belt to third degree, more comprehensive.
Because doing a test like that from white belt to third degree,
would it be the same deal where you run a black belt test and then you take your test afterward?
I think you've already done that. You've already checked that box. I don't think you need to continue to do that. And at that level, maybe you've ran a couple black belt tests.
So would it just be you come out on an off day and I just drill you these questions? And one of the reasons that works is because we're already there.
Yeah, maybe it's its own separate thing.
I think I would just do it the same.
On the test day?
Yeah.
Okay.
And, okay, yeah. I mean, why not?
Sure.
You've already done it before. It shouldn't be a problem for you.
Sure.
You can run another black belt test and then take that test too.
Okay.
I mean, what's the next level? Okay. Maybe the week of, you run all of the classes.
Mm.
You run the classes for the week, then you run the black belt test, then you take your Sabanim test.
Okay.
I think a week is more than adequate, you know?
Yeah, okay. Okay.
We just have to make sure it's a week that isn't foundational. But I guess at that point...
Or is.
At that point, they should be good enough, yeah.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So, run a... week of, do you think a week is too much, not enough?
I think a week is okay.
Run black belt test, then teach. Yeah. Okay.
Now, at some point, having a head instructor certification
okay.
would be the next level, I think there can only be one of those per school.
And they have to be a master instructor?
Yes. No. No. Yes. What do you think? I'm torn.
I mean, right now it works out, yes.
But I don't think it has to.
No, I don't think so either.
No.
So what is that qualification for? What does that qualification mean? Or is it just a title?
Well, I think it is a title, but I think that's one, there's one head instructor per school. Mm-hmm. I don't think you can have, otherwise you got too many chiefs in the.
It wouldn't be a head.
Yeah.
Instructor.
Yes. I think that's a transition, like if you're opening another school or something like that. Mm-hmm. And I think that person has to go through a quarter of teaching at least. And then while that person is going through that quarter, that 3-month cycle of teaching, all of it, they are essentially the head instructor for that school for 3 months. While that's going on, they're getting tutelage, one-on-one feedback from the actual head instructor for that school on ins and outs and improvements and tweaks or good jobs or whatever as they progress. And that is setting that person up to be able to get pushed out of the nest and fly on their own at a different school, which is essentially what me and you did.
Okay. I don't know how to spell the word tutelage.
It's okay. I barely can say it.
Okay.
And so, I don't know if necessarily that person, the head instructor, has to be a master instructor. I think that will happen organically at some point.
But a head instructor has to be the top instructor at a different location. So, for example, you and I can't be the head instructor here.
Right. When we're here at this school, I'm the head instructor. When you're up at that school, if I were to go there, you're the head instructor, and I'm the.
Yes, sir.
I'm the.
So to break this down further, we have a couple different levels. We have storm team. Mm-hmm. We have assistant instructors, which would be a paid staff member who is not certified.
Yes.
Then we have an instructor who is a certified KYOSA. I can't spell that word.
KYOSA.
No, instructor.
Oh, I don't know.
Then you have a certified. No, that is the instructor. Is there a difference? I mean, do we have a difference? So, okay, storm team. Mm-hmm. Assistant instructor, which is a paid staff member, mm-hmm. uncertified. Mm-hmm. Instructor, which is a paid staff member, certified. Mm-hmm. Oops. Then you have master instructor.
Yes.
Which is another level of paid instructor certification.
Yes.
And then you have head instructor, which is kind of separate.
It's kind of separate.
Now, I would argue, of course, that you would too. You can't be a head instructor unless you're a certified instructor.
Yes.
So it's somewhere between or involved between instructor and master instructor.
Yes.
And that just depends on your rank and time.
Yeah, rank, time, time in training, but time in life. Depending on the economy. It's there's so many different things that come into trying to open another school. But
yeah,
if you're ready and it happens to fall in that time, then you can be a head instructor, but not necessarily be a master instructor.
So essentially we have 4 levels: storm team, assistant, instructor, and master instructor. And then within that, between the 2, instructor and master instructor, you would have a head instructor of a location.
Yes.
And we have now a system of qualification for assistant and certified instructors, and then also moving from certified instructor into master instructor. And then also moving from either instructor or master instructor into head instructor. And, I mean, we'll have to see how it goes, but on paper, I think it's a pretty good, decent plan. Gives us a whole year of training. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I think it'll hopefully benefit our current staff and our future staff and us, because people will hopefully know what they're doing better.
And that's other opportunities for us to be teaching those things and for us to be answering questions and potentially higher level questions, because they've already done this stuff. They've been teaching it.
There's more of a path now. Because before it was, oh, hey, take this Kielsen test. Here's your certificate. Mm-hmm. Now it's, you have to do this, this, and this, and meet these requirements. Yes. And boom, bang, bam, nice. Pow.
Good. And gotcha. With your notes and my notes, we got heading.
Yeah, the only one I don't have is what you end up doing for quarter four. Because that was our conglomerate of...
Oh, it's the...
That's, I'm not going to write it down, okay. But you that's have
right.
it.
So. I have it, yes.
Nice.
Okay, cool.
Well, that was our bonus brainstorm session. If you are still here right now, wow. Congratulations. Thanks for making it. Maybe you just like to hear our voice. I don't know. But that's an example of how we kind of deal with some issues here and then. Again, if you're still here, good for you. Hopefully this was beneficial for you to listen to, if not to view or listen to the way that we dealt with that problem, but to kind of see how we structured everything and just see the process that we take when we're tackling some issues here and there, because I don't know, you and I we'll do this pretty often. I mean, not in this setting, obviously, but we'll kind of deal with issues on paper or issues that we're having and try to formulate a way to deal with them. And then also, as we said several times, you know, it'll change. It'll be different over time, but this is a good game plan to attack it with, and we'll just go with it and see how it turns out.
Yeah, and you know, if this is beneficial, if you like this kind of format that we did for this bonus episode, let us know, because I mean, potentially these could pop up, you know, every once in a while, because every once in a while we have different things such as this that we have to talk about, and we need to talk about this and have some sort of goal or roadmap moving forward anyways, and so why not do it in this setting so everybody else can be along for the ride. So if you liked it, let us know. Until next time, I'm Chris Bean.
And I'm Chris Kent.
Boom. Nice. Again, like you said, I don't know if it's a good podcast episode, but...
We solved that problem very well.
Yes.
I'm really happy with the way we attacked all that.
Not a minute too early.